This podcast is sponsored by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Right now, you can get in on Renewal by Anderson's super deal. $500 off every window and $1,000 off every door. That's at $0 down, no payments, and no interest for 12 months. Drop by renewalbyanderson.com for more information. Offer ends May 31st. The nation's biggest wireless carriers have been fined. Meanwhile, employers may be banned from scanning job applicants' credit scores. PennDOT spent over $182,000 on graffiti removal last year. Finally, a man got a $34 billion tax bill. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and you're listening to Today in PA. The U.S.'s four biggest wireless carriers have been fined millions of dollars, reports 6ABC. AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, and Verizon were found by the federal government to have illegally shared customers' personal data without their consent. This all stems from FCC accusations that arose in 2020, which claimed these companies improperly shared users' geolocation histories to third parties, including to prisons, as part of their commercial program. And this is after, keep in mind, a 2018 congressional probe that initially brought this issue to light. AT&T will have to pay $57 million, Verizon almost $47 million, Sprint $12 million, and T-Mobile $80 million. Each of them have stated they expect to appeal this decision. Pennsylvania may join the list of states that are banning employers from pulling job applicants' credit scores, reports the Center Square. The House Labor and Industry Committee recently approved a bill that would outlaw this practice in the belief that, according to committee chairman, Representative Jason Dawkins, quote, no convincing evidence exists to suggest that a person's credit history predicts their job performance. The exception would be for jobs in finance or those subject to certain mandates by federal or local law. Some of the officials criticizing the bill, though, explain that it creates a broad exemption for work-related checks and could ultimately prove ineffective. Says Representative Ryan McKenzie on that matter, quote, if your goal is to actually protect individuals and not have the information asked because it's totally not job-related, I think there could be better ways to do that. PennDOT spent over $182,000 to remove graffiti from the state's highways last year, states Axios Philadelphia. Over 70% of that went toward removing taggings in and around Philadelphia. The city actually got more than 27,000 complaints about graffiti popping up over the last 16 months or so, something which people find indicative of an area's falling quality of life. Philly cops told Axios they've arrested over 240 people for defacing public property since 2015. Barry Tandrin of Lancaster County was expecting a $900-plus refund from the federal government after filing his taxes this year, says PennLive. But when he went through his mail last week, what he actually got was a letter from the State Department of Revenue saying how he owed over $34 billion. I would have fainted. Fortunately, Tandrin seems to be less of a panicker and, quote, knew it was an obvious blunder. The State Department did confirm it was indeed an error and that this mistake has been rectified. It wasn't clear if Tandrin got that $900 yet, though. That wraps up today's episode. For more news, mosey on over to PennLive.com. And please remember to rate this podcast and to share it around, too. Thanks ahead of time, and of course, thanks for listening. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and I'll be back again tomorrow for more Today in PA. This podcast is sponsored by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Right now, you can get in on Renewal by Anderson's super deal. $500 off every window and $1,000 off every door. That's at $0 down, no payments, and no interest for 12 months. Drop by renewalbyanderson.com for more information. Offer ends May 31st.